Digital storytelling is the showcase of a story through the use of digital devices. Digital devices allow creators to engage their audience through a number of different mediums. Digital storytelling often has video, audio, text, images, and can sometimes include a form of interaction between the creator and the viewer. According to the Center for Digital Storytelling in California, there are 7 main elements of digital storytelling. These main elements are point of view. So what is the main point of the story and what is the perspective of the author? A dramatic question, a key question that keeps the viewer's attention and will be answered by the end of the story. Emotional content, so serious issues that come alive in a personal and powerful way and connects the audience to the story. The gift of your voice, a way to personalize the story to help the audience understand the content. The power of the soundtrack, music or other sounds that support and embellish the story. Economy, using just enough content to tell the story without overloading the viewer. And finally, pacing, the rhythm of the story and how slowly or quickly it progresses. Personally, I think that digital storytelling helps to develop critical skills for people of all ages. It helps to build technology competency. Students have to take the time to figure out how to share their information in an effective way using the technology. And as students learn to use the different digital platforms, they become more competent in sharing information. And students develop an understanding of how digital platforms work. And as I said, this could be applicable at any level. It also mirrors traditional writing processes. It follows the same process of writing, so planning, creating a draft, editing and refining until the publish phase. It helps students develop the understanding that sharing of ideas is always a work in progress, and especially that posting online can follow the same steps and continue to be edited throughout the process. It also helps to develop critical thinking skills. Students must problem solve through technology, through group work, and they get to develop different skills and build an understanding for themselves. It's also collaborative. It allows students to work together to create a story, and students can view and provide feedback to their peers and help to develop connections. It also is a creative means of assessment. So it's based on how they've shared information and what information they have shared, it becomes a creative means to assess what students know and how they work together in a group. My personal experience as a grade 2 teacher, I have provided some opportunities for students to engage with technology and share their learning. A few years ago, I used Adobe Spark Video as a space where students can create a video to share information. What I loved about that application is that it allowed students to pick different presentation types and had prompting questions on each page to help students. This year, my grade 2 students were working together to research information about a Canadian province or territory. Once done, they had to review their research and decide what information would be important to share when creating a project to sell the province or territory as somewhere people would want to visit. So think a tourism presentation. They then use Book Creator to sort and share information and use text, images, and sound to portray their information. As a classroom teacher, I post digital artifacts to students' portfolios on FreshGrade to share with their families what we are doing in the classroom. Together, these posts help to formulate a story of how their child is doing in the context of academics and social competencies. Right now, I'm using QuickPlayer to record this podcast on my computer and post it to my personal blog site. And in my other project, I'm also working on digitally creating a storyboard to plan for an upcoming project. This helps to provide direction for the group and allows us to start thinking about what we want as part of our big project before we even get to that point. I look forward to continuing to explore and use digital storytelling platforms in my classroom as a way for my students to share their information. It is such an important skill for young students to develop. I find that our young learners have experience using technology to play games at home, yet when it comes to actually using devices as a tool to find and share information, they are totally lost. As a role model to my young students, I want to be more creative and try some new things out for myself. And as an administrator, I feel like knowing these things, knowing about these applications, I look forward to sharing them with my colleagues as sort of the future of this year is kind of uncertain, but I look forward to what is coming next.